Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 71 for August 15th, 2014. And it's a Friday. There you go. And we're still in the, we're 3 for 3 so far, which is good for Dog Days of Podcasting. Like I said earlier, we're doing the Dog Days of the Dog Days of Podcasting because we're starting in the second half. But hey, as long as it works, it's all good with me. We're doing pretty well so far. I'm enjoying everybody else's podcast. Things are going well. It's going to be a quick one tonight because it's late. I'm doing the we're going to sneak it in before midnight sort of podcast. It's 10:55 as I'm recording this, so it's going to be closer to 11:30 by the time everything's up and running. And I need to go to bed relatively early. I've got a, it's Friday night, but unfortunately I'm we're an IT, I'm a database administrator, and we do periodically, disaster recovery sort of things to like test database resilience, or well, application resiliency, but the database obviously is a big portion of that. And we're doing a gigantic one tomorrow on like 10 or 11 related related applications within our company, and it starts at 5 a.m. So literally 6 hours from now, I need to be in bed already. But I'm a stay up late corner person kind of person. So it wasn't like I was going to go to bed at 9:30 or something. But starting at 5 a.m., so I got to be up at 4:40 or something like that to get everything set up. I've got to be up to do this migration and or this disaster recovery. And hopefully, if everything goes smoothly, we could be done by 9. But the goofy thing about that is with the database stuff, this is I'm going to get too tight. But with the sort of database failover for 2A, secondary place that we've already set up that we're doing. Basically, when you're doing these sorts of things, one of the very first things you do is fail over the database. So I got to fail over probably at 5:02 or 5:05. I'm going to be done with failing over like 15 databases to New York City. And then people are going to spend the next 3 hours failing over application stuff and DNS changes and blah, 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 and then testing stuff and smoke and blue, and hopefully nothing's going to be bad. And then, so I'm there at the very beginning, and then I'm then at the very end when we fail back. One of the very last, or one of the things that happens at the end is that I fail all the databases back. But in that 2.5 or 3 hours in the middle at zero, well, it's not zero dark 30 because it's summertime, but to me, it's zero dark 30 because I'm not usually awake at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday morning, random Saturday morning. I've just got to try and figure out how to stay awake and on the conference call. So if somebody says my name, I at least kind of sort of hear it. I guess one of the things I may do is try and finish my WoW dailies, which is a thing that we're doing. Charlotte and I, my wife and I, are shooting for a, we're playing, I play World of Warcraft. I played World of Warcraft for years and years and years. Not since the beginning, but I probably played for 6 or 7 years. And Charles played for close to 5 years, I would say. We are kind of we're like super casual players. I mean, we are people that have been playing for multiple years, yet I have never hit the level cap of whatever. And if you don't play WoW, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you do play WoW, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. I started playing during Burning Crusade. I'd never hit the level cap in Burning Crusade. And I've never hit the level cap on any expansion since then. We're close right now. We're at like 83. But, you know, the news for the new expansion, Warlords of Draenor, comes out November 13th, and level cap's currently 90. To get from 83 to 90, it's totally possible for, you know, like a gamer But for casual gamers like us, I'm not seeing that. Well, you never know. We are actually trying to get in to the game frequently now because we're doing what are called dailies for people that don't play WoW. It's a quest that shows up and it like renews itself every day. And it's a way to make it fairly easy for you. When you finish these quests, you typically get reputation. You get the tribe or group or whatever that gave that the representative who gave that quest to you. The person who gave that quest to you is a representative of like a tribe or a faction within the game. And every time you do this repetitive quest, you know, go out, go and kill 10 of our enemies or go and dig up 6 of these sparkly things or whatever. You become more favored with that group or faction or whatever. And as is the case, if you hit a certain level of reputation, you're able to do certain things that are good. And we're currently looking for the potential for a very, very rare mount in the game, horse. Well, it's a dragon. So now it isn't only a land mount, but it's a flying mount. And, it's pretty rare and it's pretty cool. So, and we were like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to grind faction on this group until, it's the Oracles in Sholazar Basin. If you play, World of Warcraft, and we're going to grind faction until we get the mysterious egg, and we're going to shoot for mysterious eggs and try and get it's a proto drake of some sort. I don't even remember which color it is, but anyway, that's what we're doing. If you know WoW, you know most of what I just said. If you don't know WoW, you have no clue. Don't worry about it, but it's this nerdy thing that we're doing, and I could do the dailies literally happen every day. And, so starting 6:30 in the morning, I might be doing my dailies for this faction quest thing, while I'm trying to stay awake waiting for everyone else to do all the stuff that they have to do, so that when they get done, I can fail all the databases back over and then literally go back to sleep. But please, if I can go back to sleep at 9 o'clock, I'd be very incredibly happy, and I would probably sleep for a little while. It's more likely, in my opinion, that things won't go well. I mean, I've done many, many, many of these disaster recoveries. This is, you know, a thing you do when you're a DBA, especially at a big company. I've done many, many of these, and I've had probably close to half. Let's in the 30% to 40% range go awry when you're doing a DR test for a single system, just because there's so many moving parts, even in a single system. You know, database almost generally does not have a problem, but you know, database, app servers, web servers, DNS changes, blah, 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 all these different things that can happen. And in this particular instance, we're literally failing over, I think, 9 or 10 systems that are all related. They're all, you know, of a piece. So it makes sense, you know, to somebody to do this disaster recovery test. But the chance that this thing goes successfully, woohoo! If it does, I will tell you tomorrow because it'll be fascinating. We had to do some preparatory stuff during the day today, and what we were hoping to take like 45 minutes or an hour took almost the whole day. So in my opinion, that is probably, you know, a premonition of what is to come. We're probably going to have a long day tomorrow. So anyway, that's my thing. I think I've ranted enough about work and complained enough. And now it's 11:03 and I got to get this thing up and loaded. So, I'll talk to you tomorrow, let you know how the DR test went, and, let you know how life in general is going. I'm enjoying the Dog Day stuff, and, you can leave comments at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, K-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y at K-E-N-Z-O-I-D.com. My Twitter's easy. It's Kenzoid, same thing, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. And my Google Plus and Facebook links will be in the show notes. So feel free to leave me a message, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, because we're cranking through the dog days. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.